Okay. You have the Far East churches. They still did not settle the concept of the Trinity. Is the Messiah, is God, one in three or three in one? You know what I mean? That means one in three, that means incarnated. And the God, God is entity. The Messiah is an entity. The Holy Spirit is an entity. The three together make a God. That's one school. Another, and each one of them got its own digress and development. The second, I'm talking about only the Far East. Okay. The second school of thought, the Messiah is God. God is God. Holy Spirit is God. The three make mega God. That's another school of thought. A third school of thought, which is, says, no, neither one of those. God came in a form of man. So the God as one entity came in a form of man. And from there we got the concept of salvation and concept of sacrifice again to interfere. You go after that, you go to the Protestant school of thought, and you still have a whole lot, I mean a whole lot, about the definition of the Messiah. Somebody come and says, I still don't believe that he is fully God, I believe this and that. And also another school of thought, Barnabas' school of thought, which is Barnabas and Barnabas Bible, vividly and clearly identify the Messiah as a messenger of God, not having any holiness or semi-holiness attributes about him. And he, this, by the way, Barnabas Bible put the Vatican in very, very bad situation. They cannot excommunicate him and say he's a bad guy, but at the same time they cannot accept his Bible. So they cannot do that, and they cannot do that, and let it be in limbo. Okay, so here the Messiah in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it one shot and very clear. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب and the case is closed. The similitude of the Messiah to Allah is like Adam. He created him from dust. Let us see the miraculous of that. God created from nothing. I'm talking now mathematics. Created from nothing. Right? After that he created from what? Male only, which is Eve. Right? We all know that. Right? And he created from a man and woman, which is you and me. Right? So what is missing to have a full-blown demonstration to his capability to create? One creature is only from woman. And that's Isa ibn Maryam, the Messiah, peace be upon him. So God is teaching the humanity, I can create from nothing, I can create from only man, I can create from only a woman, I can create from man and woman. Subhanakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Blessed to be the creator. Case is closed. Any question after it? No. We don't even have to come to this neighborhood again. Who is the Messiah? See, so the first thing that he did is to, in the past, is to break this barrier. The second major problem that he, the Quran went right in and he tackled, is a challenge in two areas. Number one, give the evaluation to what they have in their hands, because everybody, it is holy. He said no, that was subject to change, and that was a change, and who did what, and what was the original message. So now he gave a clear definition that what it was before, it was a subject to change, subject to the human being intervention. And that was classified also. Some they were, something got lost in the translation, something got lost in the comprehension, something got lost because of the convenience, like the one where I was talking about adultery. It is not convenient to anybody to speak about adultery today. Do you think, I'm going to challenge this. Give me anybody today can talk, especially among Muslim. I'm a Muslim, but I'm going to tell you this. One of major problems that I do have with a certain community, and I'm not going to say this community name, is I insisted that riba, usury, is forbidden. They don't want to hear it. I am a conservative. I'm a narrow-minded. I am ignorant. I interpret things my way. Hey buddy, insult me as much as you can. You are not going to change the Quran. And believe me, I learned it from this, one of the best lessons of my life. With this community, I stayed 6 years, argue that subject. I don't think, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the only thing that I got out of it is a lot of knowledge. A lot of knowledge in the economic aspects, economic systems, and religious aspects also. Yes, and every time I defused their a challenge, they came up with something different. They came up with something different. Till one time I came out, and I was so furious. Guess what? I went by my car through a wall, and I didn't know it. I really didn't know it. The only thing that I did know is a lot of light around me. That's how condensed, and I was angry, and I was bitter in that time, that I was not married in that time.
Okay. I guess you should never leave us.
Huh?
You should never leave us.
But guess what? Guess what? My car went total loss. I came out with no scratch, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and I came up with the most valuable lesson to my life. And I applied up to this second. Listen buddy, I'm going to try to do my best to please my maker. If you want to walk with me, here is my hand and let us help each other. If you don't, tough. If you don't worry about yourself, I am not going to worry about you no more. And guess what? I'm not going to allow you to pull me down. I will make my best to make sure that you understand. What you going to do with it? I am not going to even worry about what you're going to do with it anymore. If you are not good to yourself, how expect me to be good to you? Tough. If you are not worried about yourself, I'm not going to worry about you. And that cost me a new car. But Alhamdulillah. And guess what? I didn't go back to this community since then. Okay. Now, there are, for anything to happen, the second, which is it called the place. The place, limitation or partition. There are, for anything to happen, there are three things must exist. Right? Okay, let us say, There is a class. There is a class in Quran. Number one, you need to know where. You've been informed about the class, but so you need to know the place. Now you know that it is an Islamic center in Washington DC. Right? Okay. But can you come any time in the Islamic center to the Washington DC? You're going to see the class? No. So for things to happen, you need another element all the time, which is called what? The time. So now you know there is a class in the Islamic center every Sunday, 10 o'clock. You can attend. Right? So that's the second element. You needed to know the place and you needed to know the time. You attended, but that does not mean you got the benefit out of the class. Why? Because what is your motive? Okay, now I see people in front of me, but some they sleep, right? Some they coming seeking knowledge, some they coming to take information and pass it somewhere and process it somewhere. Somebody coming to challenge. Some coming to question. Some coming to corrupt and make noise. All of those, they do exist. But what I see in front of me is what? Smiling face. Right? And I see a quiet people listening politely. Right? But who knows what's inside? That's it. And that's the limit which nobody can break but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here where it comes down that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala break that barrier. Until Muhammad and the believers, what's going on in the soul of a certain people and what they are do and send, what we inshallah down the road we will study, it's called warning messages. Warning messages. Like what? I'm only giving for the purpose, I'm going to give one example. In the time of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a people tried to defy Islam and to fight against, especially after it went to Medina, and we will study a whole lot on this. Okay, a people come and said, listen, it is not smart anymore, don't try to fight him from outside, and fighting from outside is not the only way to fight. The best thing we do is what? Is to get in and try to confuse people, try to throw that issues that it can divert, that it can confuse, can create argument, can make the people hazy about it. And they actually got together, they declared their faith, and they built what it called Masjid Ra'. They built a masjid, and that masjid, the purpose of it is actually, it's supposed to be a masjid, that means it is for the Muslim and Islam and to promote it. But in reality it was for the what? To demote it and to fight against it. And to make the long story short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before Sayyidina Muhammad go there, a message came in Surah At-Tawbah, tell him, Muhammad, don't go there and don't open that one. Why? This was built on not good foundations. That was built in hypocrisy, and the best masjid is the one who is built on piety, not built on that type of things. We will see a whole lot from that type that is breaking the barrier and sending to the man. I already told you that there are 23. One of them is the hypocrite. And the hypocrite, most of the time, one of the attributes we know about the hypocrite, he makes everybody, he's smart enough. No hypocrite is dumb. No, really. Hypocrites They are not dumb. But they are not too smart either. They think they are smart enough to get the maximum by being with everybody. But in reality, they are with nobody and they lose everything. But one of their attributes is they make everyone hear what they want to hear. He's going to make you, he's going to be very, very close to you because he knows what you want to hear and he will let you hear it. And we're going to act it very close to you. And before you know it, in a lot more faster than wind. Your benefit is not with me, or you cannot eliminate the harm. Have a nice day, buddy. Don't waste your time and mine. So, for having those people, they break the barrier and warning from them and identifying their behavior and how you should take the precaution on them. So you are now, as a Muslim, you are not behaving against people. You are behaving against or with behaviors. So to me, you are not John, Muhammad, Fatma, or whatever. You are a template of behavior identified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And based on this template, I will see and go, you know, on that thing. Who did that? The Quran. Another thing, the third limitation that the Quran did is a break what is called the future. And in the future, there are three stages. Some of those stages, they were on the time of the Prophet. Issues related to the future, it was on the time of the Prophet. And some, they were in the era of the Prophet, and some is still alive till the Day of Judgment. We will study all of those by details. But it's going to be everything on the right time. InshaAllah ta'ala. The first one, let me give you an example, is when it was a time where Muslim, it was a drought. Listen, there is nothing worse that it can happen. And you will see that you as a Muslim, comparing to the Muslim in that time, you are living royalty. Royalty. They paid for La ilaha illallah, what you cannot imagine. And we've been pampered. They were in misery, by the meaning of the word misery, weak as it can be. And here you comes the revelation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir innahu kana tawwaba. That means, ya Muhammad, wait. The victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All possibilities, they are in worse situation than ethnic cleansing. And he says there are going to be, if things will turn around and to be a victory. And not only victory, people were not going to come to Islam in once, but they will be coming in groups and like floods come. Afwajan. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Praise your Lord. وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ and seek forgiveness. When this ayah it came, this surah came, Umar ibn al-Khattab, he got dizzy, he got disoriented, because everything around him is telling that what? That's the end. That is the end. And this is why I said in the Muslim life, there is no such thing called depression. And there is no such a thing called losing hope. These are things, they are completely dropped out of the Muslim dictionary. And inshallah we'll talk about them by details. But I want to give you a very quick example to this. If you look at reality, who was the enemy number one to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Huh? Pharaoh. Okay. For 2 years, he is after every Jewish male baby, killing them. Right? Killing them. Who protected Musa? Pharaoh. Who gave the best food? Pharaoh. Who gave the best education? Pharaoh. The best protection? Pharaoh. Even the best housing for his mother to be close to nurse him? Pharaoh. يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له. He will be in the custody of my enemy and his enemy. If you believe nothing in that universe can harm you or benefit you if it is not by his permission, imagine how strong you can be. Because if it comes down to it, he will make your enemy not to harm you, he will make your enemy to serve you. Is what I said is there or not? So you never forget that. Allah subhanahu, how you can get depressed? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that, and he already did it. Remember, we forget him, he does not forget us. So these are issues that they are related to. And look at also on the Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to his mother, if you are afraid and you are scared, do what? Put him on the sea. Man, come on, give me a break here. Okay. Having the kids home, there is a chance that he will live and a chance he will die. 50-50. Right? At least a few hours. But you mean to tell me to take a baby and put him in a box and put the box on the water and that baby gonna survive? There is something called drowning, isn't it? So you are actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling his mother what? If you are afraid of a potential death, put him where is a death. There is a 50-50 there and you're still scared, put him in 100% chance for dying. And I'm going to save him. And he did. That is the level of confidence that you and I have to develop in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. The second element in here, in predicting the future, I said it was some on the time of the Prophet, some it was also on the time, and also it was, but it takes a longer, it was a longer time. Like it was a war between the Persian and the Roman. Roman, they were a people of the book. Among them, they were Jews and Christian. The other one, they worship fire. So by the heart, you like those to win. But you are out of the battle anyway. But they already lost. So here it comes, the prediction is in within a period in between 3 to 7 years, it's going to be another war. And they will win. And that's a Surah Ar-Rum. You tell me who is the best general that can predict the behavior of any battle within a week, even if he is right there in the field. You don't. Okay, take from our time. We are in Iraq. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We are in Afghanistan. We have no clue what's going to happen tomorrow. We were in Vietnam, Korea, China, but whatever that is. Once a war starts, you never know where, how it's going to end. Okay, the Second World War. The German, they were playing games, you know, come on man, I'm hot, in the first. And what they ended up with in the beginning of the war, the Second World War, and the same thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a clear definition to that. And the third, which is I explained it little, is about the future till the day of judgment, and that related to the ayat al-kawniyya, the universal science that mean lifted to the human being. The more they believe, the more they learn, the more they know about life, the more they can see the mighty capability, the wisdom of the creation, the included science, and they know, the more they know, the more they see the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Okay, I will stop here today because I believe that I throw the whole bunch today, and inshallah next week I will be talking about the different types of surahs, and they're going to help us a lot, a whole lot. How it's going to help us a lot, because we will learn it together, that before you even open the surah, once you know the type, you can predict what you're going to see in it. Before even you read anything, you will say, ah, this is from that type, I am expecting to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 elements. And you go and read. So when you're reading now, you are searching to find, and you're going to see how each element got covered, or what's the content in it. You go from another surah in the same meaning and the same category, and you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered the same element different way. And here you question why that got there. You will see there is more messages got involved, more situations got involved, and that's give you more keen and more understanding to the meaning of what you're reading. We will learn that there is something called Makkiyan surah that revealed in Mecca or the suburb of Mecca, and Madaniyan surah revealed in Medina or the suburb of Medina, and each one of them has unique job to do and has a unique attributes, because each one of them, it was in a complete different environment. Like I mentioned earlier, the challenge in Mecca, it was between believe and not believe. In Medina, you have everything. And now you have not individual like in Mecca, you have society. You have a group of people. How are you going to institute? So you will see the development of systems, development of culture. You will see development of fiqh. Fiqh that means legislation and rules, like how to deal with Ahlul Kitab, how to deal with the non-believer, how to deal with the hypocrite, and on and on and on and so on and so forth. So that's inshallah where I'm going to, next week I will go with that inshallah. Okay. بسمك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.